If I don't say the right thing, it's gonna shock me.
Check.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, be good.
Well, it's nice to be in a church that my wife and I built years ago. It's been a long, long time. So I gotta tell you a little bit about how we, what we went through when we built it. I had a message I was gonna bring, but I gotta tell you that first. I hired a backhoe and dug the footer. Then I hired a guy that wanted to work. And a friend of mine said, he knows what he's doing. I said, are you sure? Oh yeah, he knows what he's doing. So I had dug the backhoe for the footer, and a cement truck come out, and I poured the first two footers, and I poured the front footer, the both side footers, and this guy I hired was still working on the back footer. And I went back and looked at him, and I said, it's too high. He said, no, it's perfect. I said, it's too high. So I let it go, and I started laying the block, and I laid the block in the front and both sides, and by the time I got through, he was still working on the back. And I said, it's too high. And the block were that much too high. You can't do that. So I let him go, paid him his money I was going to promise him, and did the back wall. And then we poured the concrete and everything. I didn't do that. I hired a crew to do that. And we built all the walls. I hired an Amish crew, and I got them for 3 days. And my wife and I and the Amish crew had all the walls up and the trusses up in 3 days. You cannot believe how impossible that is to do. But anyway, it was nice to see the church that we built. It's still a nice looking building. And I was surprised when I walked out. I didn't remember what it looked like. But this morning, I'm not gonna bring a rousing message because I can't do that anymore. I'm 150 years old, not really, but pretty much. But anyway, I'm gonna be short. So I want you to find a Bible, and if you don't have one, find one. There's one in the pew, open it up. This is a church, by the way. We do use Bibles, yeah, it's church. So find a Bible, open it up to John 3:16. That's gonna be my only context this morning, John 3:16. And I'd like to read to you John 3:16, and then I'll discuss four people, and then I'm going to ask you a question. In John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have ever eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Years ago, and I don't know the dates, and I wasn't not really interested, but Dwight Moody, D.L. Moody, you've probably heard of him. By the way, I took a Bible course from Moody, and I'll tell you about that later. D.L. Moody preached all over the world. Not really the world, he preached all over Europe, the English-speaking world, let's put it that way. All over Europe and all over America. And at one time, while he was speaking in Europe, he was getting ready to leave a boat, getting ready to get on the boat and go home from Ireland. And a man by the name of Harry Morehouse came up to him and said, Mr. Moody, I'm going to be in Chicago soon. I'd like to speak in your church. Moody said, I looked at this boy and I said, he doesn't even shave yet. He can't speak. Mr. Moody ignored it, didn't even answer him. When he got to America, the boat landed. Moody got off the boat and there was a message waiting for him from Harry Morehouse. He said, Mr. Moody, the message said, I'm going to be in America soon. I'd like to speak in your church. Moody once again ignored the message. He said, this boy can't speak. What am I going to do with him? When he got back to Chicago, there was another message. And the message said, "Mr. Moody, I'm going to be in America, in Chicago soon. I want to speak in your church." So Moody got all of his men together and he said, "There's, I'm going to be away this weekend, but there's going to be a man here by the name of Harry Morehouse. I don't believe he can speak. He's not even a man yet. He's just a boy." So Moody left for a speaking engagement. And when he got back on Sunday evening, he went to his church, and Harry Morehouse got behind the pulpit and said, "Once again," and it's really, this is an amazing story to me, I don't know about you, but once again he said, Harry Morehouse said, "For the last two messages I spoke on John 3:16, and I can't think of another context, so I'm going to speak on John 3:16. And Moody said, this is Moody's own words, Moody said, "He started in John 3:16, went through the whole Bible, proving that God loved his creation, the entire world, and he died on the cross for the sins of all humanity. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, gave his life for your sins." Your sins. You say, "Well, I don't sin." The heck you don't. Everybody in this room is a sinner. Everyone, without a doubt. You probably sinned last night. I did. I read a book by some of the old Bible teachers, and they talk about their sins, but I think I'm probably the worst sinner of all time. I can't prove it to you, and I'm not going to, because I don't want to. Some of the things I've done are none of your business. But I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. And so after Moody said, it just sunk to his heart. He didn't realize he was a sinner. And so he invited Harry Morehouse to his home to teach him the Bible. You know where Moody Bible Institute began? With Harry Morehouse. You say, "Well, Moody did." No. Harry Morehouse started it. One more story, and this is years ago I took the Schofield course from Moody. I already had a Master of the Bible and I earned a doctorate and so. But anyway, I took the Schofield course from Moody, and it was the best thing I ever did. C.I. Schofield was Charles Ingersoll Schofield was his full name. He was a drunken lawyer. The one time while Schofield was having his free meal at the Salvation Army, a man in the Salvation Army told him how to be saved, led him to the Lord. And Schofield became one of the greatest Bible teachers of all time. He had a complete course, which I took from Moody, and he, in my opinion, probably one of the best Bible teachers of all times. And the course he gave was five books. I took the course, passed with flying colors, because it was a good course. And if you ever got the opportunity to study the Bible, get a hold of Moody Bible Institute and take the Schofield course. I'm sure you're all perfectly sound scholars and don't need that, but you do really. So these four people, D.L. Moody, Harry Morehouse, Schofield, and the man at Salvation Army that led him to the Lord, let me ask you a question. Which one of those men is in heaven and has the most rewards today?
Schofield.
Can you answer that?
Schofield.
Harry. Who?
Schofield.
Schofield? Yeah, you say?
Well, that's
that's a pretty good answer.
Morehouse.
Morehouse.
No.
What's that?
Harry Morehouse.
Morehouse.
Oh, the man.
Morehouse.
Yeah. The man who led C.I. Schofield to the Lord.
The blessing.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think they're all in heaven. And let's take Harry Morehouse. Harry Morehouse led Dion Moody to the Lord, told him how to be saved. Some people would say Morehouse had most rewards. And then others would say that, let's see here, I have Schofield. Someone would say he has the most rewards. He went on to, after he got saved, he went on to win, to earn a doctor in divinity. That's pretty hard to do. And you would say, well, because he did that, he has most rewards. You know who has the most, do you ever lead anybody to the Lord? Do you ever tell anybody how to be saved? Did you ever pay attention to their answer? I don't know how many people I've led to the Lord, and I never took count, because I don't care. If you led one person to the Lord, that's what he wants you to do. And if you led one person to the Lord, that one person that you led to the Lord might be one of the greatest teachers of all times. Just one person. I don't know how many people I've led to the Lord and never took count, and I really don't care. But I know one, I remember when I was trying to start a church in Rome, and I forget who it was that was helping, trying to help me. But anyway, two or three of the homes that I knocked on the door, I got thrown out. One guy actually chased me all the way to the end of the driveway because he didn't want to hear the gospel. That doesn't mean I'm going to win more rewards than somebody else. It means absolutely nothing. It means I did my best, and that's all you can do. My wife and I built this church, and it sure is nice to be back in it again. It's really, I was amazed at what it looked like. I completely forgot. But when I was here before, Max Younts and a couple others wanted me to do certain things. I wouldn't do it. I didn't want to have anything to do with being a pastor. I didn't want to have anything to do with anything like that. I had this so-called big idea. I was going to go around the world and start churches and then fill them up and go somewhere else. How stupid. How, it's just plain stupid. I told a lady that, I think it was Goldie, a woman that I just thought the world of. And she was sitting in the church when I said that. And she said, well, I ain't coming back. That hit me like a brick. I can't just get up and leave and start a church somewhere. So I stayed in the church that Ligoli was in, and I have never regretted it.
She said she had a crow to pick with you.
What's that?
She said she had a crow to pick with you. If you left, she was leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Anyway, she was right. I stuck it out, and we left Rome finally. We came back here for, I don't know, weren't here very long. And then I left here, and my wife and I, we went to the school in Perry and stayed there for a while, and then we went to Rome, or went to Madison, found a church in Madison. We remodeled it, and we're not there anymore because a big truck ran into the back of it, destroyed it. I think that was God's idea. I think he was behind it. And look what happened. Here you are.
That's true.
So my point is this, doesn't matter who you are, if you led one person to the Lord, just one, you'll be in heaven, and you will receive as many rewards as that person won. I have gotten as many rewards as everybody, as Joe led to the Lord. I got rewarded for that. Harry Morehouse, D.L. Moody, Charles Ingersoll, no matter who you are, or no matter what you've done, your rewards will be just the same as mine. Nobody is better than anybody else. If you led one person to the Lord, you've done your job, just one. because you never know what that person is gonna be. And that's the end of my message, but I will do this, because, I will do this. Years ago, Max Jones always used the wallet, and I used the wallet. And one day, I can't remember her name. I lose my memory easy because I...
Esther.
Who?
Esther.
Esther, yeah. She got me one that catches on fire, and I've been using one ever since. But the Bible says I'm a sinner. This is, represents me, my hand, that's my, I'm a sinner. Everyone is a sinner. You have sinned. You can't help it. No matter how good you are, no matter how good you think you are, no matter how good you want to be, no matter how good you try to prove to everybody else, you're a sinner. But God says, once I put my faith in Jesus Christ, my sins are paid. Every sin I ever had is paid. If I don't, I'll wind up in, there we go, a place called hell. It's gonna be hot down there. And I ain't going. You know why? Because I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. Mm-hmm. I believe that I'm a sinner. I'm probably one of the worst that ever lived. I got Paul beat. He thought he was. Read the Bible. I got him beat. I probably got everybody in this room beat. But I'm still going to go to heaven because I believe Christ died on the cross for my sins. That's the end of my message. And if you believe that Christ died for you, you have eternal life. Thank you. By the way, this is probably the last message I will ever bring anywhere. I don't know for sure, but it is probably. Thank you.
It's nice to see Pastor Dan up here after all these years.
Absolutely.